everybody. Am I loud, Aaron? Am I loud? Okay, awesome. I'm Lindsay Frost-Cleary, and I lead Mozilla's work here in Chattanooga, and I'm really excited to talk to you tonight about what we've been doing over the last 6 months and where we're going in the weeks and months ahead. But first, I have a little bit of a confession. I originally called this talk Localizing the Dino, because this guy, this logo, is everywhere in the Mozilla world. He's even on my business cards. And for 6 months, I had been lingering under the false assumption that he was a dinosaur, until Jason, our very wonderful Code for America fellow, very politely told me last week that he is, in fact, if I can move the slide, a lizard. So I apologize for spreading that false information. Wikipedia tells me dinosaurs and lizards are not related. So I apologize. But you know, as I was thinking about Mozilla's work in Chattanooga, the Gigabit Fund, the Hive, all the things we're doing, I realized that instead of a dinosaur or a lizard, the best way to talk about our work is maybe this guy. Does anybody recognize that? It's the Megazord from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, right? A staple of my 90s childhood. And it's the powerful, cohesive whole coming from the Power Rangers, separate, seemingly disparate pieces. And that's kind of what we're doing tonight. I want to make sense of all the work we're doing here. I want to explain our Megazord. So I'm really excited about doing that tonight. So the mission of the Mozilla project as a whole is to promote openness, innovation, and opportunity on the web. So in service of that mission and in recognition of the fact that high-speed networks like ours in Chattanooga have the opportunity to radically change the innovation landscape of the web, we launched the Mozilla Gigabit Community Fund in February of this year. It feels like a lifetime ago. It's only been 6 months. So this is a collaboration with the National Science Foundation and US Ignite to leverage the gig for educational impact. So far we've given out $300,000 here and in Kansas City to do just that. So this fund isn't about building the next big killer gig app. It's not about splashy cross-city demos or selling a business to Silicon Valley. It's really about answering how the gig impacts learning outcomes for Chattanoogans. It's about how we can use our gig in a way that becomes a model for other cities. It's using new technologies to bridge old divides in our community. And really, we're just asking one very important, really complicated question of how are we using this gig to impact learning? So in seeking out the answer to that really big, really important question, we funded 8 projects here in Chattanooga. They range from Adagio, an online, collaborative, cloud-based music editing tool, to Wireless Earth Watchdogs, a project from CSAS and Hixson High School, amazing teachers using Arduinos to do real-time water quality monitoring. So these are our 8 incredible projects, and you'll see that the people leading these projects range from nonprofits to teachers. So it's been a really incredible mix of ideas and concepts. And the really interesting thing about these projects is they're not just building cool gig apps in the associated curricula. Part of the requirement of the grant is that they're piloted with real-life learners in our community. So part of the most exciting thing about this is that through these pilots, Chattanoogans are learning to build, explore, and create on the web in really exciting and new ways. That matters for Chattanooga. We're building some capacity, we're creating some skills, not just in isolated pockets, but in classrooms and in learning spaces all across our community. So far beyond gig innovations, far beyond showing the power of our network, I think that helping Chattanoogans learn to build, create, and explore on the web is the most important thing we're doing here in Chattanooga. Together, we at Mozilla call these skills web literacy. And web literacy to me isn't just learning how to code or being able to get a really high-paying job when you get out of college. It's a social justice issue, right? So the important conversations, the discourse about the future of our city is happening on the web. And all Chattanoogans need to be able to participate and engage in that conversation. So I'm really, really excited about this part of our work. But it's not easy. Bringing people together to learn, to build, connect, and create on the web is really, really, really hard work. I know there are educators in the room. I know some of you are doing this. It's tough. And so that's why we're building what we call Hive Chattanooga, which is a network of classroom teachers, informal educators, technologists, nonprofit leaders, and others in our community, all working together to build and share these web literacy learning experiences for you. So, and we're supporting them not just on Gigabit Community Fund projects, but through the myriad of digitally focused camps, classroom, after-school activities that are already going on in our community. So what in the world is Hive? Someone told me the other day that it sounded like a communist propaganda machine. It's not. It's a learning network. Again, it's that group of teachers and librarians and everyone else in our community working to create, build, and scale web literacy experiences for youth in our community. Hive networks exist all over the world, as you can see. The first four were in Chicago, Pittsburgh, Toronto, and New York. Kansas City and Chattanooga, along with Berlin and the Bay Area, are the newest Hive Global Network nodes. So we're really excited to be on that list. So part of the work of a Hive is to throw some awesome events. I know some of you were at our Maker Party a few weeks ago, which was part of Mozilla's Global Maker Party campaign to encourage organizations across the globe to hold events with hands-on learning focused on making. We had 17 tables of activities ranging from playing with Gigabit Fund activities to building LED name tags. It was an awesome day. I think some of the adults in the room had as much fun as the youth. And people of all ages and from all corners of our city came out. But mostly, Chattanooga's Hive learning community exists to support you and the growing group of technologists and educators who are already doing this web literacy work in our community. We're not trying to supplant or create competition for your programs. We really want to support and connect and engage you, pour some fuel on your programs. So we're part PR firm, part research lab, part think tank, because again, this is really, really, really hard work, and we want to help you do it and scale your programs and just tell your stories. So I think this PR firm piece is perhaps the most important thing we do. Beyond funding through the Gigabit Community Fund, beyond Maker Party, my favorite thing about the work I get to do with Mozilla is telling people in New York, Chicago, Toronto, and all around the world about the awesome stuff happening in my hometown. My Mozilla colleague, Jeff Milliner, and I work really, really hard to share your stories with the thousands of contributors in Mozilla's global network. We're sharing your stories across town and all over the world. So, but how does this work exactly, right? So let's say, for example, that you're a rock star librarian in Chattanooga doing some really cool web literacy programming for teens. And just for the heck of it, let's say your name is Justin. I don't know, maybe. And through Hive Chattanooga, you meet Leah in New York. And she shares the ideas about that you're creating in Chattanooga, not only with her Hive Learning community in New York, but with her Mozilla colleagues Sam and Carrie, who in turn share your programs with their communities in Kansas City and Chicago. Before you know it, people in Indonesia and India and in Hive communities all over the world are talking about Justin's web literacy programs and remixing them and recreating them to make them fit their communities. That's the power of this global network. And importantly, we're not just about telling the stories of the glitz and the glitter and the hype. We're really interested in telling what worked, what didn't work, and maybe even ways our community could have done better in supporting these programs so that people can learn from Chattanooga and grow and build on what we've already done here. That's working open, and that's what Mozilla does really well. It can be messy, it can be difficult, it can be cluttered with etherpads and wiki pages. But this megazord of all this energy focused on web literacy is, I think, really, really exciting. So one of the most challenging things about building this Hive learning community is that what works in Toronto, Chicago, Pittsburgh, and New York, it's not going to work here. We have to scale this to make it work in Chattanooga. We have to build our local stakeholders. We have to find local support for our web literacy projects and discover how we're going to scale this to make this fit. And we need all of your help to figure out how to do this. So we really invite you to join our community. We'll send you an awesome Mozilla Hive member badge for doing that. I know some of you have those. I know they're awesome. And we want to sit down with you and have a cup of coffee and talk to you about your vision for what this thing could be for education, for web literacy programming in Chattanooga. Soon we'll have an awesome website like Hive Chicago's to do that, but for now, we have Mozilla's favorite tool, the Etherpad. So I invite you to visit this link if you're interested in this work. Sign up for a time slot to come and sit down with me and with Jeff to talk about this work and how you want to connect and engage and find out more information. Because again, this is a global project on a highly localized scale, and we need your help to figure out how it can fit Chattanooga. And even if you don't have time to sit down and join us for coffee, there are many, many ways to get engaged with this giant web literacy megazord. So please, 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 I look forward to continue the conversation, and thank you guys so much.